This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Cities across the country had events this weekend opposing gun violence. CPR's Tony Gorman reports on the March for Our Lives rally in Denver.
Hundreds of demonstrators gathered at Civic Center Park for the rally to demand more gun control. It was one of many held across the country in response to the recent mass shootings. Golden High School junior Rachel Volick was among the speakers.
Locks, lights, out of sight, is it really right? Teaching our children to hide so that you can abide to the rules to get a gun. Do you think that these drills are fun? Going to the store, I always look over my shoulder because of what happened in Boulder.
An 11-minute moment of silence was also held for the 21 Uvalde shooting victims. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A measure that would force Xcel Energy to return hundreds of millions of dollars to ratepayers is one step closer to the November ballot. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The Secretary of State has given backers permission to start collecting signatures. The Independence Institute, a libertarian group with close ties to the fossil fuel industry, proposed the idea. The group says the plan is critical as Xcel moves to spend billions on new wind and solar projects, guaranteeing years of higher energy bills and profits for shareholders. The company says those investments are necessary to meet Colorado's climate goals. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The rain that fell after Memorial Day has taken a small bite out of Colorado's drought. Overall numbers are about the same from last week, but there are small improvements in some areas. Denver County and parts of the Front Range have dropped off the drought list, but Colorado's southern border is still in severe drought. Extreme heat this weekend is being blamed for the death of a mountain biker in Mesa County. The man had run out of water on a trail that crosses the Grand Mesa. Three other bikers were treated for dehydration. And it's going to be hot again today across the state with highs near 100 around Grand Junction and across the metro area. Could be a little cooler tomorrow with metro highs in the 80s on Tuesday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.